Chat Cottom. Chad is the owner of the Spin Bicycle Shop in Old Town. Chad, how are you?
Good, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. I was at the Jazz Festival recently to watch my friend Tim Cunningham play, and I walked past your shop there. It's a pretty cool-looking shop, and you got a great location.
Thank you very much. We like being here.
Tell us a little bit about Spin.
Well, we're just a neighborhood bike shop. We sell all kinds of bicycles for all different types of riding, commuting and road riding and mountain bike riding and these recumbent trikes.
What's the biggest selling bike that you have, and who, what age group or genders are the most buying your bikes?
You know, it's funny, the age group that we sell to is from the 4-year-old kid that's just learned how to ride a bike all the way up to the 90-year-old guy that's riding Del Mac. My customer base is about as diverse as any you could imagine, so that's a hard question to answer.
What do you tell people who are trying to decide what bike to buy their kid, and they could go into the mire of the Walmart as opposed to coming into your store?
Well, when we sell a bike to somebody, we go through a very involved process of figuring out what type of riding they're going to do, what their riding personality is going to be, and we're very careful to match a bike, you know, specifically, functionally for the person. And then the obvious part past that is sizing, making sure that the bike's sized properly and is safe to ride.
I've been seeing on TV these odd-looking machines. I don't even know what to call them, but I'm hoping you could break it down for me.
We sell a lot of, they're called recumbent trikes. The recumbent is a position where you sit down and your feet are out in front of you, and then trike obviously has three wheels. But the ones that we sell aren't like, grandma's adult tricycle that sits up really tall. These have two wheels in front and one wheel in back, and they're an absolute blast to ride. They're super comfortable and stable and fun, and there's tons of different kinds for different kinds of riding. You can use them for cruising up and down the Riverwalk, or you can use them for literally riding, coast to coast. 100 miles in a day is easy on some of these trikes.
Are those trikes mostly for people with back or knee problems?
They're excellent solutions for people that have limitations like that, but absolutely not. I ride every kind of bike you can imagine, and I've owned 4 of the trikes personally. They're super fun to ride. It's like you took some kid's toy.
Chad, how has bike technology changed?
Well, it's like I talked about, getting different bikes for different types of people and different types of riding. Bike choices have become much larger, and it's easier to find bikes that are suited specifically for a type of riding that you want to do. For example, if you're going to commute back and forth to work and ride a lot of city riding, you want a bike that is fast but durable, and you can buy bikes that are specifically made for that now, as opposed to, 20 years ago, you might only buy a 10-speed and have to, use that bike outside of its intended design. So we have lots of choices, and we can put people on bicycles that are specifically made for the type of riding they want to do.
What kind of features are available for bikes now? I recently saw a bike out on Michigan Avenue with a windshield on it.
They have fairings for lots of different types of bikes. People are riding bikes for transportation now and utility a lot more than in the past. Maybe it's high gas prices. But as you start to ride for different reasons, you realize that you have different needs. Maybe this fairing is to help you go faster. Maybe you need some protection from the wind or the elements. And there's lots of, like, the drivetrain systems, the gearing. They actually have bicycles that are driven by belts and drive shafts instead of chains. So these are some of the changes that are going on as people start to use the bikes more for utility. It's basically need-driven, you know.
All right, let's talk about, let's say it's a family of 4, and it's a couple of boys and a mom and dad, and from time to time they'll ride around the neighborhood or they'll go out to pave bike trails. What do you suggest for them? How should the seat be adjusted? How do they figure out what bike is for them?
That's part of the process that we go through. We find out, okay, you have a family of 4. Are these two kids that are riding the bikes? Are they crazy, you know, stuntmen? Are they going to be jumping their bikes around? Are they a little more tame? Are they going to keep their wheels on the ground? Are mom and dad likely to go on their own, you know, during the weekends and ride 20 or 30 miles on the road? Are they strictly going to stay in the neighborhood? We take a lot of time to find out who these people are, what they want to do, and where they want to ride. And then we set each individual family member up with the bike that's best suited for them. And that's the most difficult part, but the part that we're good at.
My producer, Nick, reminded me that BMX bikes are now in the Olympics, so I've got to imagine that's going to help the industry.
The BMX in the Olympics was amazing. Frankly, I have to say I was a little bit shocked at first to hear that it was an Olympic sport, but after watching some of the racing, it's very, very impressive.
Some of those sprints, it looked like motorcycle riding. They were going so fast. Those tracks were pretty cool. It was pretty cool to watch.
They said they were going up to 40 miles an hour, and you know, lots of those track sections are paved. I can't imagine piling into a corner at 40 miles an hour.
How popular is biking now? Is a business up, down, steady?
I think that we have a good, strong business. I think that cycling in this area has lots of room to grow. I think there's a lot of potential for cycling in people's day-to-day that isn't realized. You know, riding your bike for... I love riding for utility. I love riding...
How popular is the longer distance riding? How popular is that in the state of Michigan? You know, when you think, I was reminded of that by in the Olympics, some of the longer distance. Of course, we recently had the Tour de France.
We have a local race team that is just getting some teeth. I've been around for a couple years now, and we've had some locally sponsored races, which are cool. Just coming up Labor Day weekend, we have the Delmac, which is the Dick Allen Lansing to Mackinac ride, where everybody starts at Michigan State University and rides all the way up to the Mackinac Bridge over a period of 4 or 5 days. I think that attendance in these rides is definitely growing. We have a strong local bicycle club, too, the Tri-County Bicycle Association. Their membership is consistently big, and they support the cycling community very nicely.
All right, Chad, before I let you go, I'm interested to know the price range of bikes. Well, what's the low and what's the high?
Well, the low price is what you're going to find maybe at some of the department stores. You know, you can get into a bike for $79.99. You have to be a little careful, but, you know, if that's what your budget affords, then you can go there. But bike shop bikes, you know, you might look at $200 to $300 as a beginning point. And you can go, sky's the limit. We've sold $5,000, $7,000 bikes.
How much are those Tour de France bikes?
Oh, my goodness. Those custom bikes are, I don't think you could get into a typical Tour de France bike for much less than $10,000.
Oh, my goodness. Why are they so expensive?
It's really limited production, extremely high-tech components, lots of composites and carbon fiber. You know, so a lot of it is economy of scale and low production, but very, very custom stuff.
We've been talking with Chad Cottom, who's the owner of the Spin Bicycle Shop. Thanks so much, Chad. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much.